Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Alida, A-L-L-E-D-A, Lyles, L-Y-L-E-S. Alida Lyles is a 34-year-old woman who reports on 7/29/22 she suffered a brain hemorrhage. Per this occurred near an exit door. Per she states it caused her body to have clusters of seizures afterwards. Per she was hospitalized for 3 days. Period. She has followed up regularly with EEGs and neurology with Dr. Bromley, B-R-O-M-L-E-Y. But her last visit was on 9/1/23. But she was taking Humira once per week for the last 11 months. But occasionally she felt an odd warm sensation, so discontinued it. But she did have 2 COVID vaccinations. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Lyles relates that she went on disability from August 1st until now, when Human Resources notified her of it terminating at 5 p.m. on the day of. Period. She then came back after her neurology doctor released her. Period. She went back to work the beginning of December, then was put on effective administrative leave immediately until now. Period. New paragraph. More specifically, she states her disability was terminated and she was using FMLA or short-term disability. Period. At her request, she had her physician clear her to return to work. Period. She did return to work and then refused to lift a heavy box that was a different size than before. The supervisor looked at her sternly, so she went to Human Resources. As far back as 2017, she tried to get out of this supervisor's unit. After going to HR, she was placed on administrative leave. A different supervisor then sat in during her HR meetings. She was then led out of the building. Period. She said, quote, I can't take this anymore, comma, end quote. So they then reacted. Period. She denied displaying any behavior such as talking loudly, comma, cursing, comma, or curling up on the ground. Period. She got her driver's license back in March 2023. Period. She relayed she can make difficult decisions. Period. She had been off driving for 6 months after the seizure. Period. She does not get lost. Period. The medical review board allowed her to return to work with a follow-up every 6 months for 2 years to maintain her license. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Lyles denies having any previous discipline at work. Period. She states she asks a lot of questions and is a hands-on person. Period. Since 2017, she had difficulty with a particular supervisor. Period. She applied for 2 openings that were promotions. Period. However, HR said she was unfit for full-time and needs mental health treatment before returning to work. Period. She complains that there was a conflict of interest when a meeting took place over the phone. Period. She lives by herself. Period. She graduated high school and went to college for 1 year due to a family issue. Period. She then began school at an art institute but found it too expensive to continue. Period. She denies a history of any arrests, lawsuits, or marriages or divorces. Period. Physical exam. extremities upper is normal except delete the pinprick sensation testing, but leave in peripheral pulses and soft touch. Extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral, shaded midline, short longitudinal scar consistent with a history of surgery, but normal low data curve. Compare the rest of that is normal. New paragraph, psych. She presented wearing gym shorts, revealing tattoos on her left thigh and lower back. Period. Her blouse was pulled downward, revealing too much cleavage. Period. She had a history of depression in 2008 after a motor vehicle accident and saw psychiatry for that. Period. She relates her mother is very aware of her situation at work and wrote an email. Period. HR told her she could make cell phone calls at her desk, but then she was told it was a disruption. Period. Another supervisor butt into their conversation. Period. She complained about being treated unfairly for the job openings. Period. She did get a verbal write-up. Period. She then had more write-ups and doesn't know how many, but these were on email. Period. Administration told her to look after a supervisor that she felt was inappropriate that they told her to do this. Period. The supervisor spoke with her in front of co-workers. Period. She went to administration and HR multiple times. Period. The only reason she's staying on the job is for pension and benefits. Period. Neurologic is normal exam. Impressions. Alita Lyles has been employed as a clerk 2 with your organization since 10/26/15. Period. On 7/29/22, she suffered a brain hemorrhage and seizure during her lunch break. Period. She was hospitalized and then out of work for 18 weeks. Period. She was cleared to return to work through a doctor's note effective 12/5/22. Period. However, she indicated she was only returning to work as she could not afford to maintain medical coverage and convinced her doctor to allow her to return. Period. When she returned, she indicated she had lifting restrictions and could not perform certain job duties. Period. She also indicated she wanted to bring in her pet for emotional support. Period. New paragraph. You have informed me of various outbursts displayed by Ms. Lyles that will be included from the cover letter as marked here. Period. New paragraph. I am in receipt of a job description for her position as a clerk 2. Period. I am also in receipt of various emails concerning Ms. Lyles while at work. Period. These commented upon various unusual behaviors displayed by Ms. Lyles over the course of time. Period. One of the emails is a long one written by her mother on 12/20/22. Period. Amongst her other statements was one that the agency where she worked is clearly a hostile and abusive work environment. Period. She was going to specifically state that her supervisor named Jill Jones has not been professional or accommodating. Period. She asked that someone please look into her request to be moved to another unit and away from Ms. Jones. Period. This needs to be addressed and done immediately, not just, quote, we are working on it, period, end quote. if request necessitated her to reach out again. She wrote, quote, you will be hearing from our attorney, period, end quote. The various emails and your summary of them include the fact that she believes she gets, quote, weird stares every day and people call her crazy, period. She stated her mother thinks she is going to, quote, die, end quote, at work, period. Ms. Lyle's mother did author an email to the agency concerning her daughter's deteriorating health mentally, emotionally, and physically. Period. She stated the medication alters her existing mental health disorders. Period. Ms. Lyle's conduct at work continued to escalate with additional outbursts, comma, profanity, comma, banging on a trash can, comma, and reportedly recording co-workers. Period. You have informed me her conduct is affecting her ability to perform her job effectively. Period. As noted above, Ms. Lyle denies any of the behaviors that you have documented to have occurred. Period. New paragraph. She is alert and oriented to time, place, and person. Period. She has no obvious neurologic deficits. Period. She is extremely focused on her position at the agency and how she perceives being treated there. Period. She does not believe that she has any condition that would impact her ability to perform her job. Period. And put this in bold, we need to insert the normal fitness for duty questions here. Overall, Ms. Lyles is not fit for duty at this time, period. Although her initiating medical event was a brain hemorrhage on 7/29/22, this led to seizures and mental changes, period. She does not feel she's being treated appropriately at work, period. She perceives things about being maltreated contrary to the observations of others. She also denies misbehaving in any way despite numerous observations of others. Period. Taking all of this information into account, Ms. Lyles is not currently fit for duty in her position as a clerk 2. Period. And that is the end.